this be the parting cry, my heart shall ring.
Please be seated for the first speaker.
The first of the seven last words of Jesus on the cross. Every day in the news, there are reports of death caused by the pandemic, war, or calamity. Have you personally seen a dying person who consciously say he is about to die? Have you ever seen a dying person give instructions on his last will and testament? This is not to scare you, but think about it. If you were on your deathbed and you sense that you were about to die any time, what specific statements are you going to say? Let's learn from the seven last words of Jesus on the cross. It summarized the ministry of the very purpose why Jesus was born, why he lived, and why he died on earth as a human being. The first three of his seven last words on the cross, Jesus practically exhibited care to his creation. The fourth and fifth of his seven last words on the cross, Jesus clearly exposed his human limitation. The sixth and seventh of his seven last words on the cross, Jesus assured us that whatever he starts in our life, he will faithfully accomplish and complete it, and that's for certain. In the first of his seven last words on the cross, Jesus was very much concerned, particularly to those who tortured and crucified him. Jesus prayed earnestly in Luke 23, verse 34, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." Even as he endured pain from getting tortured, Jesus Christ interceded for his cruel tormentors. All human beings are alienated from God. All of us have sinned. We need Christ to save us from sin. Jesus asked the Father to forgive those who crucified him because they had no idea of the consequences of what they are doing. They did not know that Jesus is their own creator. His tormentors were following orders. They were acting upon their leader's instruction. That is a picture of the spiritual condition of humans who don't have the Holy Spirit of Christ. Anyone who does not have the Holy Spirit of God is dead spiritually and prone to follow sin. Spiritually dead people never wish to obey God. They follow the commands of their sinful instinct. The dead person has no concern or interest about anything in the world of the living. Those who don't have the Spirit of God are spiritually dead. They are not concerned about anything in the spiritual realm. They have no interest about anything in the spiritual world. The Lord gives us His Holy Spirit. The Lord gives His Holy Spirit to believers who, by faith, put their trust in Jesus Christ. When the Holy Spirit regenerates us, he transforms us into a new person. Believers who are spiritually alive are concerned with spiritual matters. We desire God's forgiveness. The forgiveness we receive from God is the same forgiveness we use to forgive others. Pause for a moment. Think of the person you do not like or you hate the most. Think of that person who hurt your feelings lately or in the past. Now ask God to pour out forgiveness in your heart. Ask God to help you forgive that person. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross so that my sins would be forgiven. Forgive all my sins, Lord. Please let me personally sense your forgiveness and help me forgive those who hurt my feelings, just as you have forgiven my sins. Let me practically sense the joy of my salvation that you gave me. In your most precious name, Lord Jesus, I pray. Amen.